Okay, Shalom Abrocha, Mazel Abrocha, Chaim Abrocha, Moti Shabbos, Pasha Vayigash. Today was 9 Teves. Tonight is Sora B'Teves. And nobody is fasting. So all from Jews eat on the Sora B'Teves. At the night. But during the day we fast. Alright, so tomorrow is a fast day of Sora B'Teves, starting at sunrise or before, 42 minutes before, Alos HaShacha, until Seis HaKochavim tomorrow, 42 minutes, or whatever is your minig, after Shkia. So, this is one of the four Tanesim of the year, six Tanesim of the year. You know there's six Tanesim in the year. I told you this a few times. The way to remember the six Tanesim, Tanes Sibur, is to remember black, white, man, woman, long, short. Black, Tisha B'Av. White is Yom Kippur. Man, Tzom Gedalia. Woman, Esther. Tanis Esther. Long, that's the longest daytime Tanis is Shavuos Matamos. And short is tomorrow, the shortest daytime fast. And there's another way to remember the six fast days. It says in Parshas Vayishlach, Al Kein Lo Yochlu, therefore Jews don't eat. B'nei Yisrael is Gid Hanosho. So the word Lo Yochlu, don't eat, they remember, that pussy remember the six fast days of the year, from the word Esgid in that pussy. So where's Esgid? It says the Shach al HaTorah. Esgid, Rosh HaTevis. Aleph is Esther. Tov is Tisha B'Av. Gimel is Gedalia. Yud is Yom Kippur. And Yud B'Teves. And Dalid of Gid is the fourth month, Tammuz. Yeah, but where did the 17 come in? Yeah, Gid itself. Gimel Yud Dalet is 17. Shavuos B'Tammuz. So now you know something about Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tzor B'Teves and all the fast days. Now let's look at Shvi'i, Parshas Vayigash, Mim Zayin, Yud Aleph, Vayoshev, Yosef, Vayosef settled as Aviv his father, as Echav his brother, Yitin Lehem Achuzo, and gave them Achuzo bars, land rights, ownership property rights, the Eretz Mitzrayim and the country of Mitzrayim, but made of Ors and the best part of the Ors, the district of Goshen. Eretz Mitzrayim is the country of Mitzrayim, but made of Ors, the best part of the Ors, which is Goshen. The Eretz and the city of Ramses. Mitzrayim is the country. Made of Ors, we know is Goshen, the district of Goshen. The Eretz and the city of Ramses. Kashasiva fire like father commanded. Now, Ramses, we told you the last piece of the last year, Ramses is 430. That means that Hashem told Avram, your children will be slaves in a land that doesn't belong to Meretz Lodahem, 430 years. And when they got out of Mitzrayim, and you read in Peshal, he Peshal Parasom, it says, after 430 years, B'nai Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim. It says twice in that pasuk, Arba Meos V'Shloshim Shana. No, they were only there 210. So Mitzrayim is not only a place, it's a state of mind. Tsar. When Hashem told Avram at the age of 70, at the bris ben Bashorim, the Sarim, the police, the bris between the pieces, but base of righteous peace. Anyhow, he told them, your kids will be slaves. Ooh, that was depressing to Avram. That's already Tsar for 30 years until Yitzchak was born. Then Yitzchak, till Yitzchak died, was 100. And 90 years, it was 190 years until he died. Take off, so that's 190 years off. All you have left is 210. So he says, Kates, there's the word of there in Bishalach, he meant after Kates, after end of 430 years, which means you have to knock off 190. You got 210 years. And Yosef went down to Mitzrayim all by himself. That was the beginning of 210 years, because he sent him Emek Chevron, and Chevron is not in the valley, but on the hills. Emek is Gematria 210. From the Eitz Amukah, the Oster Tzadik Shenikbar B'Chevron, that's Avron, but Emek happens to be 210. So when the brothers came, they're already 22 years taken off of the 210, because Yosef was in jail for 12 years, and then he was a king for 7 and 2 before the brothers came. So that's 9 and 12 is 22. And so 22 years from 190s are only left, 188. So we told you when the 188 is broken up like this, Yosef was with them. He was the king for 80 years, 40 for by under fire and 40 by himself, 40 by himself. But when they came, he was 70 more years with them, Agmelech. So 188, when they came, was 188 minus 70. That was the period of Geirus. They were strangers, not in their own land. Then was left. What was left was 118 years. Then there were Avdus. That's the next stage. Were slaves at work, but weren't beaten yet. That's after Misas Levi. That lasted 32 years. 118 minus 32 is 86. Then started Inui, Miletus Miriam, Mar, Miriam. And she was born at the beginning of the 86 years. That's why she was 86 years old when they went out of Mitzrayim. That's why they called her Miriam from Mar. So from 86 minus 86 is zero. Therefore, there we stand at the date of Sias Mitzrayim, 2448. And they went down to Mitzrayim 210 years before that. All right. And so here, they went to Ramses, it's 430 years. And how does that work? 430 years, we said. Avram was 70. Brisbane of Sodom, and 30 years later, Yitzchak was born, so we have already only 400 years left. But later, Yitzchak, Hoya, Avraham, 100. And then, Bemisas, Yitzchak, 180 years later, was 220 years to go. And after 10 years that Yosef came back to Canaan from 7 to 17, was 10 years till they sold him. That was 10 years off of 220s to 10. Then he went down at the age of 17. And when the brothers came 22 years later, was 210 minus 22 is 188. And then the 188, we told you how it was divided. 70 years of Geirus, 32 years of Avdus, 86 years of Inui. Geirus, Avdus, and Inui. We'll know more about this. Look in the Chumash of Hashem Shaval. Here you'll see the three stages. So they went to Ramses, because when they got out of Mitzrayim, they also left from Ramses. Yichalki Yosef is Aviv, and Yosef fed his father, Besach with his brother, it's called Bes Aviv, the whole family, all the children, the grandchildren, Lechem Lefiatov, Lechem, even according to little children's food. Now we review the first 2 years before the brothers came. But Lechem, Ein Choleres, the orders, there was no food in the land, Gikovit or Rav Mo, the hunger was very strong, Teile, they tired, they were weary, Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Canaan. After 1 year, you collected food for 7 years. You can't get through 1 year. Hashem made it that like that. There was such a strong hunger that nothing grew, nothing at all. Even 1 year, they couldn't survive. You collected all the kesev, that was in the land of Mitzrayim, Uberetz Canaan, the shever, because the food he was selling at retail. Shever means something that breaks the hunger, food. Or shever means they brought it at retail, they couldn't hoard it, couldn't buy wholesale. Shehem Shovrim, they were buying at retail, Yovi Yosef, his kesev, face of Pharaoh. No skimming. He gave it all to the house of Pharaoh. No skimming. He didn't touch a penny of it. So he, first of all, owned all the money, Yosef. Now we get to stage number two. V'yitom ha-kesef, le'eretz Mitzrayim, and the kesef was used up from the land of Mitzrayim. Me'u me'eretz Canaan. V'yavo'u kol Mitzrayim, this is before the brothers came down. V'yavo'u kol Mitzrayim, that the whole Egypt came. The people of Egypt. El Yosef, le'im ha-havolona, lechem, give us food. V'lom ha-namus, negdecha, watch, we die right in your presence. He offers ha-kesef, the kesef is no more. Zero, efes. Shlim kaspo, says Unkelis. This is all used up. V'yomer Yosef. Yeah, Yomer Yosef, Hover Mekneichem, bring your cattle. Etno Lechem Mekneichem, I'll give you food for your cattle. So Yosef, now Yosef owned all the cattle. Im Kofit, because if there's no more money, but Yavios Mekneichem the cattle. El Yosef Yitonem Yosef Lechem gave him food as a trade. Basusim for the horses, Mekney Hatzon and the cattle and the sheep, Mekney Hapoker and the herds of cattle. Bachamor for donkeys and Nahalim, and he led them. He led them. He fed them. In that year, that was the end of the first year. So now Yosef owed all the money and all the cattle. Atita Mashanah. He in the first year ended up longer. They came into him in the second year. We have not held back anything. The money's used up. And that's all used up. There's nothing left. Built except Gviyos in our bodies. You can own us also. That's Admiral saying you can own the land. Loma Namus, why should we die? We gave you our money. We gave you our cattle. All you can take now is our body and our land. Loma Namus. Why would she die in front of you? I'd come and ask all us, the guy, as Admiral saying, the land should go to ruin. Kaneo son, buy us, as Admiral saying, of the land. Velochim for food. V'niya anachnu and obi anachnu adnoseinu avodim lefaru. We'll be slaves. The same zera give seed. V'nichya will live. Lo nomos, we won't die. V'adama lo seishom. The land will not come to shmama. Why should you give zera? Yosef said there won't be any harvesting. There won't be any. So what's somebody have to plant it? No, the zera is to eat, not to plant it. To eat it. That means Yosef used used up all the money, all the cattle, all the bodies, and all the land. Yosef, these people were total vassals, and slaves to the king. Yilakid Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Kol HaKesef Azov Shebaolam, all the gold and silver that was in the whole world, Lakad Yosef, Yosef collected a Vium Mitzrayim and brought it to Egypt. Means they're the richest country in the world. Shemri Lakid Yosef, Kol HaKesef. Which all the Yisrael in Mitzrayim, when they went out of Mitzrayim, Helum Mehem, they Limu Mehem, they took it out with them. Shenemba V'Yinatzulis Mitzrayim, they emptied out Mitzrayim, they bankrupted Mitzrayim, B'sochem Kufiutes, without. They bankrupted it, all the money. That's how they built the Mishkan, millions of dollars for the Aron, Kapores, and all the material, paroches, and everything was gold and gold and manure, and how they get millions and billions of dollars in gold. This is it. Yosef took the money from the whole Middle East over there, and they took it with them when they went out of Mitzrayim. The Yenatzlu, they emptied out Mitzrayim like a pond without any fish, which means they bankrupted the country. That's what it means. So they sold their cattle and the bodies and their land and the money to Yosef. Oh, here's a note I have written over here. Yorvarech Yaakov is Paro, Shiyahu Hanilus, the cross of Nile should come up to his feet. Is this Messiah, Avodah Zorah? Is this helping up the Avodah Zorah? They worshipped the Nile. They worshipped the Nile. They may have even worshipped him. Nope. Shakol Yomru, everybody all knows, Shabal Mibrichas Yaakov. As soon as Yaakov came and blessed Paro, then immediately the Nile came. That's what Yaakov told him, Rashi said. The Nile should come out to up to your feet. So they know it's not about the Zohar, it's come from Birchas Yaakov. Kibin Shabbat Ba'aretz Mitzrayim Lohoya Od Ro'ov Lefichach. Paro Bo'ar, Rak the water came up to Paro Ga, Rak Mitzad Titkos of Yaakov. Ha'kol Yomru, She Yaakov Hu Ha'gormo Le'alios Ha'anilos. No Avod of Shalom. So therefore, it's not Messiah Lohov Delir. To Avod the Zohar. Therefore, we finish now. Lo nishar livnei adoni built yisug v'yoseinu. The third thing, our bodies, v'admoseinu, erlein. Lama knows why should we die? Why should we die of hunger? Lo inecho gam anachnu v'admoseinu. Kenei osonu by us and admoseinu erlein. What's left of our land? Lo lechem for food. Either give us food v'ni anachnu, and we will live admoseinu v'avodim l'faru. We'll be anachnu v'admoseinu. Avodim l'faru. We will belong to Pharaoh, and the land belongs to Pharaoh. The same there on give seed to eat. Nichya will live alone no more. So Adam will say, but the land shouldn't go to ruin. Maybe it means we give some land, we'll try to plant a little bit, and hope it comes up in time before we starve to death. Yeah. Maybe. Okay, that's right. So lo say, shouldn't go to Shmom. He can use it, it's called Admas Mitzrayim. He bought the whole land. The Pharaoh owned it. Because every man sold his field, because the hunger was very strong on them. But he hoarded the Pharaoh, and the land now belonged to Pharaoh. And so I'm heavy, O Lord, and he moved the people around from city to city. I could say from one end to the other. You know why he did this? The Zichron Shein Lohem Od Chelik Boris, says Rashi. Let them know they don't own anything. It's Om Heavy Oso Yosef. Yosef, he have also Yosef Rashi, the yearly Zichron Shein Lohem the Od Chelik Boris. The Hoshiv shall ear zoo Bechavarta. Mean people who lived here lived over there. Lohutsu Hakosov Lektov Zos El Hodiacho. To teach you, Shabuchvachel shall Yosef. Shen is chavin. Why did he do it? The hosi cherpa mal echov, to remove the cherpa, the shame from their brothers. Shlo yiyu kodem of them. They shouldn't call these Jews golem, immigrants, migrants, vagrants. You're all vagrants. You all don't own anything. All in different towns. To take away the shame from the brothers, shouldn't call them golem, what do you call them? Golem, immigrants or wanderers. Hosi cherpa echov kishiyovel. You shouldn't be made all Mitzrayim into Gerim. Yeah. The Rondas. Rak Admas Kohanim, the priest. Lokono Kichoklim, there was an old tradition, the Kohanim, that all the priests, they Pharaoh, that as of Pharaoh gave this law, they don't have to wander, they don't have to sell the land, the property, nothing. Kichoklim, Kohanim, Ace Pharaoh, they eat their portion. They were given a portion from the government. Asher Nasan Hem Pharaoh. Pharaoh gave them. I came to them. I came. Lemochres Admo didn't have to sell their land or the money or anything. Which means when the Bnei Yisrael come in and start becoming holy and great, they should also honor Bnei Torah who are sitting and learning who are priests. That's why. Yomer Yosef Ha'am. Yomer Yosef said Ha'am. Hein, you see, Konisi, Eschem I own you. After his father came, I own you. Eschem Hayom. Es Admo sell your land. The Pharaoh. I own everything. Hey, Lechem Zera, here's seed. And Yaakov came already. Now start seeding. Zeratem, you will seed. It's Admosam. Ooh, no more raw. Mora says, Hey, Virosel Orem, my Nafkimino, what's the difference? What he did to the people? Kehechad Eloy Likur, Laachav Geluso, immigrants, migrants, vagrants. Ochlas Chukam, Bekan, the Chok, Lishna, the Mazoni. Chok is food, or ration, or portion. Yeah. Hey, Lochem Zera, here's Zera. There's Chatim Asad, Doma, see the ground because the hunger is over. Hey, Aleph. Ooh. Hey means not only here, but hey, Shonim, Acherim, Loiya, Rob. There are no more, there are 5 years coming, won't be. There won't be any more 5 years of hunger. Ooh, hey. Number two, the Ode. Hey, the Pharaoh. One fifth. Hey, is a fifth, 20% the Pharaoh. And hey, another reason. That's the last letter of the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, the Hey. O-Sachronosh Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, He Mora Al-Koach La-Halodos. Hashem gives you a power to reproduce, the ground to reproduce. The power of reproduction, that's the Klei-Yokor, Moidek-Pshat there, that Hashem gives the power of the ground to reproduce. Hey, that all comes to Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. The last Hey of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is the power of reproduction. The earth should feed its inhabitants. No more if you get tvuas, tvuos, when you harvest your, when you reap your tvuah, your grain, when the sat give chamishis to Pharaoh, a fist to Pharaoh, 20%, 80% you can keep. Arba hayodas and four fists, yilachem lezera hasada to feed your, to seed your fields, olachlam olachlachem to eat it. Lashir, but take them. And food for your families and children. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Yosef owned all the money. Pharaoh means owned all the money. All the cattle, all the land, all the people. And still you got to give 20% of what you get to Pharaoh. Ooh, boy, boy, boy. That's a dictator. They said, oh, thank you so much. Your son, he kept us alive. We found favor in eyes of my master. We'll be slaves to you. Yosef, Osem, Yosef, the hook. And Yosef set up a rule, a chok, a rule. Ada Yomazeh, Al Admas Mitzrayim, in the Egyptian country, the Pharaoh Chomish. Pharaoh gets one, was 20%. Well, the IRS gets more than that. Barak Admas HaKohanim, but only the land of the priests, Lavadom alone, Lohoi Yisrael, didn't belong to Pharaoh. Religious deferment. Ever heard about that? Religious deferment? Yeshev Yisrael, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, and the Jews lived, B'nei Yisrael, and the Yisrael, settled Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'eretz Goshen, V'yei Ochazubo, and they gripped a hold of the land. They really owned the land. They acquired property rights, owned real estate. V'yifru, and they became very fruitful, like Paris. V'yirbamo, and they became very, very, very many of them. End of the Sedrum. Now, V'yeshev is always a Lashon Tsar. They settled into the good life. They liked it over there. Says the Gemara of Yeshiv, Yisrael, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mokum, Shinem Rabbi Yeshiv, Loshen Tsar, look over into the Tanakh, wherever it says that. Yeshiv Yisrael, Beretz Mitzrayim, Kasiv Basrei, very bad, but Yikru Yisrael, Yisrael, the Moos. That's why, it says in Sanhedrin Kuvov, it wasn't good, but right after this, you hear, right next Seder, in the beginning of the next Parsha, that Yikru Yisrael, the Moos, whatever says the Yeshiv is no good. Is that so? What about Basukos Teish, Vashivas Yomim? That's very good. Elo Zed Sivoy Mashem is Barach. That's different. But anyway, he says, Vayeshev, it's always bad. So now the Mayan Beis Hashev is going to tell you a knockout thing. It doesn't say they gripped the land, acquired property, owner's right. It doesn't say vayochazu. It says vayeochazu. They were gripped by the land. They were assimilated. When they got out, they were in 49 levels of tumah. They loved it there. That was the good life. Ooh, bo lagur v'achshav yechsu bo ze lo tov. Look at the Chasam Sofer also. They actually were gripped by the land for the next 188 years and didn't realize it. Ooh, that means the sus stumas einayim, their eyes were blinded to how much they were being affected by Egyptian culture. That's why this Seder Vayechi is stumo, hidden. Sosum einayim, when he died, the next Rashi, the next beginning, the next Seder, as soon as Jacob died, the eyes were closed. They didn't realize how much they were part of the Egyptian society. Because the Mayan says, it doesn't say, vayochazubo, they grabbed hold of the land, but vayochazubo, they were grabbed by the land. Now, so this is very bad. Vayeshev Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Machmish, and Vayeshev, Ein Elo, Shloshim, Tsar, Vayeshev Yisrael, Vayeshev Yisrael, Beretz Mitzrayim, Ksiv Basrei, Mikru, Yisrael, Lemus, and therefore, Sosmei, Neim, the eyes were closed. They didn't realize how much they were part of Egyptian culture because they were being gripped by the land. And some people, and after Matthias Mitzrayim, and people were there in the desert many, many times, some of the no good nicks in the Midbar said, Lashuva Mitzrayim, let's go back to Mitzrayim. They still had the gullus mentality. They didn't want to be free people. They were gripped so much by the land. So it says Shmos, and then there many times they said, let's go back to even Midbar. And then Moshe repeated in Devarim, they wanted to go back to the good old Goyish life, the Goyish, the Gullus mentality. Ooh, they were so much part of them. They didn't want to be free people in their own land. Now, it says that when you look in the Sefer Torah, the next word, Vayishi, it's Sosum, it's a Stuma. Lama Pasha Zu Stuma. Why is this Pasha hidden? Because there's no spaces. Because Sosmu and Nehem, it says, the eyes of the Bnei Zohar were closed when Yaakov died, which means they didn't realize how they were being gripped, like the Mayan says. So if that's the case, in Vayichi, if Yaakov died, so Vayichi ought to be Sosum, between that and Shmos. Not this one. Oh, this answers it right here. Here's the last pasuk, tells you how Sosum their eyes were. Right here, my gosh, they didn't realize that their eyes were closed. They didn't realize their slow movement into being Egyptianized. Ooh, that's the whole chachma here. Lama zu parsha stuma, next one. Sefer Torah tzimtzu lo mokum. Won't find one drop space, except one letter. Just like between any two words, two letter. But there's no revach of nine osios like in a stuma. Which means there. You said, why is this Pasha Stuma? There's many Pashas in the Torah Stuma. In Bereishis, there's three or four Pashas of Stuma. Throughout the whole Torah, there may be 15, 20 of them. What do you mean, little Pashas of Stuma? I know, no. The other Pashas are technical Stumas. They have a spacing of nine letters, or a whole end of the line. If it's a Psucha, this is the only Pasha that not only technically, it's actually Stuma. There's not even one letter space. Only one letter space, like between any two words. Oh, that's why this Pasha is not symbolic Stuma. It's actual Stuma. Why? Not in Vayichi to Shmos, but in this Pasha to Vayichi, because they didn't realize how much they were slipping into Goyish mentality. The good life, the easy life of Mitzrayim was highly advanced. Extremely, highly, highly advanced. They had pyramids before the Mabul, by the way. No Jews ever built a pyramid. It says they had pyramids before the Mabul. The Mabul was in 1656. They had the Marvel 500 years before they had the pyramids 500 years before the Marvel in the year 1000 already pyramids. They were great men in the beginning. Anshe Shem, great men, great minds. Then they slipped after that. After they were in the Meshabed Mitzrayim, they slipped into a second, third class world power. And now they're nothing. There's no Egyptians in the world today. There's Christians or Muslims living there, but there's no Egyptians. And Mitzrayim is a nothing, and Spain is a nothing, and German is a nothing. Germany is nothing. Anybody who meddles with Israel becomes nothing. So we are finished. Good to work, everybody, and like Zutn Stark, and have an easy fast. Bye.